Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born for you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. This will be a sign to you. Let us think about signs for a moment. We have a sign just outside our church, and it says, road closed. And we hope it won't be there for too much longer. Not welcome, but signs are useful to us. Signs help us. Signs inform us, and they warn us of danger. Let us look at some signs that we're going to put up on the screen and make some connections with the Christmas story. I'd like to have the children tell me what this sign means. Yeah, Abigail? That's right, no entry. And if you see that sign, what does it mean if you're, say, in your car driving? That's right, you can't go in. You can't go in. There is no entry. When Jesus came, in many ways, he wasn't welcomed. There was no room at the inn. So he was born in a humble stable. No entry. King Herod certainly didn't welcome Jesus. He was a threat to his kingship. Herod wanted to kill Jesus. And many today put up the no entry sign on Christmas Day. They have no time for Christ. Let's see the next slide. This one's familiar. Joe, do you know that one? Have you seen that anywhere where you might have seen it? You're not sure? Okay. Anyway, over here, do you know where you see that one? That's right. Yeah, on the back of a DVD or at the cinema. And what does the U stand for? Do you know, Joni? That's right. Universal. Universal. And that's a good sign for today because it tells us that Jesus is for everyone. Jesus came for everyone. That's a wonderful thought. For God so loved not the church, but the world, that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. And if there was a gift tag attached to the manger, that is what it would read, from God with love. Shepherds and scholars, carpenters and kings, women and children and men, he is good news. Good news for all today. No one is left out. Let's have a look at the next slide. It's a little bit more tricky, this one. Maybe one of the adults might be able to help. Where do we sometimes see this side? Anybody recognize that? On a box. Yes, that's right, on a box. And what might be in the box if it has that sign on it? That's right, yes, fragile. It means fragile. Handle with care. And you know, Jesus came in weakness and vulnerability. He was breakable. He came in flesh and blood. Fully human. Fully human. Think about that. Whatever your human experience, Jesus understands. He is in solidarity with us. What an amazing thought. Flesh and blood, fully human, fully God. And now we know God understands what it's like to live in a human body with all its joys and all its sorrows, all its mystery. He came as a fragile, broken one, who indeed would be broken on the cross, sharing our pain. Now let's see the next slide. The baby. Do you want to call out from the back? Yeah, that's right. And you know, it'd be on a baby changing room. Yeah? A baby changing room. There was not one of those in Bethlehem. Jesus had no comforts at all. He was born as a refugee. He understands what it's like to be without, whether it's a home or some other kind of need. He came as a child in need. Let's have a look at one final sign. Well, we can all see that's a picture, an illustration of the baby in the manger. If this is the sign, what does the sign tell us? What is it pointing to, Abigail? That the baby has just been born, that's right. And the angel of the Lord said to the shepherds, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." What an unusual sign. Not like any of the other ones that we could recognize. I'm sure that no advertising company in the whole world would have come up with this sign for God with us, the Savior. A baby wrapped in cloths and lying in an animal feeding trough. To us, this doesn't communicate God. It's not what we expect from God. Our Bibles tell us that from the beginning of time, we have been incapable of seeing God, of fully knowing God. We have been afraid of God. When people heard God, that was the only way that they knew him. Smoke or cloud would hide him. God was to be feared. No one could see God and live. Those were the rules. Until today. Until Christmas Day. Until this new sign. God was coming to us in a new way. Here is a God we can see. Here is a God we can know. This is the sign of God with us. As a baby, unable to speak, unable to reason, unable to give commands or make demands of us. The all-powerful God made all powerless, utterly vulnerable. And this, says the angel, is the sign of God's presence on earth. All our ideas of God are turned upside down. Christmas Day is full of surprises. And this is the greatest surprise of them all. Here is a new kind of king who will grow up to be our brother, our friend, and our savior. The way, the truth, and the life. This tells us all we need to know about God. That we can find him in unexpected places, just where we are. That we can find him on the margins, with the poor and the needy, the powerless and the homeless. Sadly today, many will miss this sign. Many will not hear the angel's song. But don't be one of them. The manger is a king-size bed. It's a king-size bed. Will you crown him as your king this Christmas day? Put him at the center of your life. That with the shepherds, we can go from here and see for ourselves this thing that has happened, that the Lord has made known to us. Good news of great joy. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful sign of a baby in a manger. Lord, forgive us when we have had our eyes closed to your sign, when we have followed other signs and looked in other directions. Lord, help us this morning to welcome you, to open wide the door of our heart and let you take the throne as the rightful king and ruler of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.